Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atoman Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You are invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Greymoor Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 41, The Crown of Thorns.
But he was wounded for our iniquities. He was bruised for our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone hath turned aside into his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Now, when Pilate sent Jesus to Herod Antipas, he thought that he had seen the last of the man. And he went out upon the balcony of the fortress Antonia, where Claudia Procula, his wife, was waiting for him.
What are you doing out here, Claudia?
Resting. I didn't sleep last night.
I know. I heard you cry out as if in fright.
I was disturbed by a dream. The shouting of that mob awakened me, and I came out on the balcony to see what was going on. What was it, Pilate?
Oh, the Jews raised a clamor. They want me to put one of their men to death for violating one of their laws. Of course, I don't want to become mixed up in a religious affair, so I told them to try him under their own law.
Was it the man you took aside to talk to?
Yes.
So terribly beaten, he seemed hardly able to stand.
The fact they'd so mistreated him made me suspicious of the whole affair. I found on questioning him that he had his wits about him. He's most unusual.
Where have they all gone?
I learned he was a Galilean. I got rid of the case by sending them off to Herod. It was most fortunate.
In what way?
I want nothing to do with the case, and my gesture will no doubt please Herod.
But you have no love for Herod.
No. But if I can throw him a bone now and then, perhaps he'll not run to Caesar and report every minor incident which might get me in trouble in Rome.
Oh, he's done that ever since we arrived in Judea.
It's better to have him as a friend.
You say these men want to kill the prisoner?
Yes.
But Herod can't do it without your permission.
No, not in Judea.
So if Herod finds him guilty of their charge, they'll have to bring him back to you for permission to carry out the sentence?
I'm not worried about that. The man is innocent. It's an internal struggle of some kind. No doubt the fellow has made himself obnoxious. Herod can see this as well as I. When he rules on the case, that will end it.
What's that?
They're coming back this way.
There's the man. They've dressed him in a white tunic.
I wonder if Herod judged him or if...
Pilate! Pilate! Hear, high priest. What do you want of Pilate?
Herod sends the man back to you. He will not judge him.
The old fox. I'll have to talk to them, Claudia.
Send them away. The man is innocent, isn't he?
I'm sure he is, but I'll have to work out a compromise with them.
Caiaphas?
Yes, procurator.
Call your chief priests and rulers together. I want to talk to them.
Pilate, wait.
Please, I must go to them.
My dream. I remember what I dreamed last
night. Claudia, I have no time now to listen to your dream. You can tell me some other time.
No, no, wait. Pilate, my dream was about this man that they're asking you to put to death.
As you requested, Pilate. The rulers and chief priests are here.
You have brought before me this man as one who perverts the people. And behold, I, upon examining him in your presence, have found no guilt in this man as touching those things of which you accuse him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us, and behold, nothing deserving of death has been committed by him. I have told you I found no guilt in this man touching on these things.
If he were not a criminal, we should not have handed him over to thee.
I will therefore chastise him and release him.
No! No! No!
His crime merits death.
No! Do not release him!
One moment. I seem to hear some crying out to release Jesus. Listen to me. Now I know it is the custom of this day to release a prisoner at the request of the people.
That is right, procurator. But the people have as yet made no request.
There is in prison one Barabbas.
What is that to us?
Barabbas is a thief, a murderer, who killed a man during a riot. Since I honor the custom, I propose that you make the choice between Barabbas or Jesus. Whom do you wish that I release to you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?
Release us to a Jesus! Release us to a Jesus!
On the balcony, Claudia listened to the cries and was greatly troubled. And while the Jews were arguing among themselves which of the two prisoners should be released, she hastily wrote a message to her husband.
Captain, take this message to Pilate. Hurry!
That Barabbas is a thief, and in a moment of anger killed a man. But his crime is light compared with this man who threatened to tear down the temple. Who has defied the law of Abraham and the prophets? Who defied the elders and the priests? Who has blasphemed?
Yes, Captain?
Message.
Thank you.
Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things in a dream today because of him.
Return to Claudia. Tell her I have outwitted the priests and Jesus will be released.
Which of the two do you wish that I release to you? Now then.
Give it up, Barabbas!
Barabbas!
Give it up, Barabbas!
Release Barabbas unto us. What am I to do with Jesus, who is called Christ?
Let him be crucified.
Why?
What evil has he done?
Let him be crucified. Captain, bring me a basin of water. I am innocent of the blood of this just man.
His blood be on us and our children.
See to it yourselves. Release Barabbas to them.
But what of the prisoner?
Let him be scared.
Paid no heed to my message.
Not so. I read it.
What are you? You don't understand. I'm trying to save the man.
Then why are your legionnaires lashing him with that whip, Claudia?
I fully expected that when I gave them a choice between Jesus and Barabbas, they would ask that Jesus be released.
Oh, Pilate, I heard it all from here. First you say I'll scourge him and then release him. They do not care for that, so you say you may have a choice as to whom I shall release.
I tell you, I didn't expect them to ask for Barabbas.
And so you washed your hands to the hold of Thayer, even as you pronounced your faith in his innocence. Will they never stop?
Go inside, Claude. Don't look at it.
What good would that do? I know it's there.
It is finished.
Pilate, just now, when you washed your hands.
Yes.
You said you were innocent of his blood. Does it mean, then, that he will be put to death?
I will do what I can for him.
Then why not order his release? You have the power.
It is not that simple.
And what of my dream? Last night I dreamed this very thing we see down there. A voice cried out, have nothing to do with this man. And then, what are they doing now? Why, they've dressed him in that purple cloak. Why is that man putting that thing on his head? Oh, Pilate, it's a crown made of thorns. Oh, I cannot witness this.
Give me the crown. Bow down, king, and receive your crown. It fits none too well. I'll press it down. Now. Hand me the wreath. Your scepter, king. Take it. All ye now, bow to the king.
Captain.
Wait. Pilate, speak.
Bring him out to the praetorium. Find no fault in him. Guards, stand aside so they can see their king. Behold the man.
Crucify him.
Yes, crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify
him! Take him yourself and crucify him. For I find no guilt in him.
We have a law. And according to that law, he must die. Because he has made himself the Son of God.
That is your religious law.
Rome nullifies our laws when she declares we cannot punish by death a crime worthy of death. Will you have Rome become the protector of the sacrilegious? If a Gentile dishonors your gods, do you hesitate to punish?
Bring the prisoner to me. Jesus, where art thou from? Dost thou not speak to me? Dost thou not know I have the power to crucify thee and that I have the power to release thee?
Thou wouldst have no power at all over me, were it not given thee from above. Therefore, he who betrayed me to thee is the greatest sin.
Your own people have delivered thee here. Dost thou not know I am seeking a way to release thee?
If thou release this man, thou art no friend of Caesar.
I have no choice. You give me no help. I get the feeling that you will to die. And I am but the instrument of their hate.
Everyone who makes himself king sets himself against Caesar.
Come with me.
Behold your king. Crucify him. Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king. But Caesar!
Captain! Release the prisoner to them.
He must be crucified.
See to it.
Now, as was the custom, the crime for which a man was executed was written on a tablet. And it was carried ahead of the victim by an attendant of the court. And two thieves were to be also crucified on this day at a place called Golgotha, the Hebrew for skull. And Pilate had written the crimes of the three. On Jesus' tablet, the crime was written in Aramaic, in Greek, and in Latin, so that all might know wherefore he was executed. And Jesus was mocked through the street as he carried the crossbeam of the cross to the place of execution.
Clear the way! Clear the way from the King of the Jews!
What's this? Why shout you so?
Out of the way! Can you not read that which is written on the tablet?
I see. I shall go to Pilate at once about this.
Oh, Pilate, my husband, what have you done?
There was no other way, Claudia. I tried to save him, but the man himself seemed willing, nay, even anxious to die.
No man welcomes death. Pilate, I'm afraid.
Oh, come. It's not turned out so badly after all. At last, and before the people, these stiff-necked priests have acknowledged that Caesar is their king. Did you not hear them shout, "We have no king but Caesar"?
But did he not say, "My kingdom is not of this world," that he had come to bear witness of the truth?
To that, I can only give the question as I did to him. What is truth?
I mock the mockery in your tone. There was none in his voice when he chose to answer you.
He might have spoken in his own behalf.
He stood before you weak from beatings, weary from no sleep. He was spit upon. His life was in your hands. And you ask him what is truth. Would not pity have decreed another question?
For instance?
Would you like a drink of water?
Come, you're making far too much of this. It's unfortunate, but it had to be. Let's have no more discussion. You don't understand these matters of government.
Perhaps not. But this day I saw you wash your hands before a man who, even to the last, you protested was without guilt.
If you witnessed all this, you must know why I had to give in. They came at me with cries of Caesar.
I heard it all. How first they came to you with the plea, "We cannot crucify this man under our law. Please lend us yours for the occasion." And you answered, "I cannot find any guilt in him, therefore take him and crucify him." The Jews kill by stoning. And when that man dies upon the cross, the world will know Rome perverted her law and bowed to the wishes of Judea. And that you cannot wash away.
I've told you many times, this is the last. I had no other choice.
I could believe that, had you not said one thing.
Which is?
Down there, on that very spot you stood, and you said to that man as you tried to make him answer you, "Dost thou not know that I have the power to crucify thee, and that I have the power to release thee?" And I stood upon this balcony and heard his answer, that any power you had over him was from above. I waited, Pilate. I was certain you would recognize this truth, whether the gods above be Roman or Jewish, and release this man. Instead, you surrendered him to be crucified.
Pilate, what is it now, high priest?
Thou hast ordered written upon the tablet, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
So?
Do not write, the King of the Jews.
When I brought him out to you, he wore a crown. Is he not a king?
That was in mockery and fashioned of thorns. We ask that you write, he said, I am King of the Jews.
How am I to know he did not speak the truth?
Procurator, this is an outrage. An insult.
Begone, high priest. What I have written, I have written. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Pilate turned his back on the high priest and withdrew to the fortress. And below, in the streets of Jerusalem, Jesus and the two thieves suffered the weight of the cross as they made their way to Golgotha.
But he was wounded for our iniquities. He was bruised for our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his bruises, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone hath turned aside into his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.